Welcome to Jumpstart Your Career podcast. If you're ready to switch gears and master an effective strategy for your career journey, you are in the right place. You don't have to struggle in your job interviews alone. You can use this podcast as a roadmap to navigate the roadblocks. This is a place where you can develop a new strategy, the self-confidence and skill to put yourself in the driving seat of your job interview. Your career journey is a marathon, not a sprint. I'm your host, Sandra Laws, career coach. Let's get started on today's episode. Hi everyone, and welcome to an exciting new season of Jumpstart Your Career podcast, where we're going to dive in deep to the world of job interviews, careers and professional growth. Season 3 is going to be packed with valuable career topics, expert job interview tips and inspiring stories that will propel your career journey to new heights. I'm your host, Sandra Laws, and I am a qualified ILM coach. I help people to land job offers and transition to careers that they love. A special shout out to all the new subscribers and a warm welcome to all the listeners who are joining us for the first time. Now, the podcast audience continues to grow. The podcast is now reaching a global audience in 102 countries. Thank you all so much for supporting the podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to explore a common job interview question, and that question is, what do you bring to the table? I'm going to walk you through 6 tips to help you answer this question, and I'm also going to give you an example answer that you can use as a template to create your own answer. Before I dive into today's topic, I'd like to invite you to sign up to Jumpstart Your Career newsletter. By signing up, you will receive a free interview checklist and preparation worksheets. The newsletter is packed with insider tips and expert advice. Sign up to our newsletter today and you'll receive a new subscriber 25% off discount coupon code that you can use towards a purchase of our competency mock interview prep kit. And I'll put the link in the show notes. And I'd also like to invite you to subscribe to Jumpstart Your Career podcast on your favourite podcast platform so that you'll be notified of all our new episodes. Let's dive into today's topic. The question, what are you bringing to the table, can be rephrased into, what do you bring to this position? What do you bring to this organisation? Now, this question is an opportunity for you to showcase how you've researched the role and the organisation. You can sell your skills and stand out. Be bold, show your passion and interest in the position. And also think about what unique skills and experience you bring to the table. First of all, you'll need to have read the job specification and the job description so that you can understand the essential duties for the role and use key words from the job description to frame your answer. Now, when you're answering this question, it's important that you highlight your unique skills and experiences. Now, I'm going to give you 6 tips on how you can craft your answer. Now, I'm going to give you a structured approach to crafting your response to this question. Tip number 1, identify your strengths. Reflect on your skills, your experience that align with the job requirements and the needs of the organisation. Tip number 2, focus on the relevant skills. Highlight the skills and experiences that are most relevant to the position you're applying for. Tailor your answer to address specific needs or challenges that the employer may face. And number 3, provide examples. Back up your claims with concrete examples or achievements from your past experiences. Tip number 4, emphasize collaboration and teamwork. Talk about your ability to work effectively in a team environment and how you can contribute to the success of the team through collaboration, communication. Tip number 5, express enthusiasm. Show enthusiasm and passion for the role and the opportunity to contribute to the organisation's goals. This can leave a positive impression on the interview panel. Tip number 6, be authentic. Be true to yourself and avoid exaggerating your skills. Be authentic because authenticity builds trust and credibility. So those are the top 6 tips that I feel that you should include when you're crafting your answer. I'm going to move on to an example answer. Now, I like to approach this question by breaking it down into 3 parts. First, your experience, achievements and strengths. And then the next part would be your career goals. And lastly, the company values and reputation. So take your time when you answer this question. You need to prepare. It's a very common interview question. Now, part 1 is the experience, achievements and strengths. Now, identify 2 or 3 main points of examples that highlight your relevant experience and achievements. Demonstrate that your skills match the requirement of the job specification and showcase that you are the perfect fit for this position. So this is an example answer to this part of the question. I bring a combination of technical expertise, strong problem-solving skills and a collaborative mindset to the table. I have extensive customer service experience in the financial services sector. For example, in my previous role, I developed a solid understanding of your bespoke customer service management database and payment systems. I was awarded Staff Member of the Year in my current role for outstanding customer care. Now, the next part of this answer we'll be talking about your future career goals and your career destination. That's extremely important. This is all about your why. Your career destination is crucial in your answer. How does this organisation, how does this role fit in with your overall career goals? What aspect of the role can contribute to your career development? Organisations spend a great deal of money and resources to train new staff, and the organisation needs to know that you plan to stay in the role long term. So an example answer would be, for the next stage of my career, I would like to work in a non-for-profit organisation where I can make a valuable contribution by working collaboratively with cross-functional teams to contribute positively to community-led projects. Now, part 3 of the answer is focused on organisation, the organisation's values, reputation, and also this is where you really show your enthusiasm for the role. You can make some positive points about the organisation's reputation. What is it about the organisation that you're enthusiastic about? Be specific. Comment on the organisation's products, services and the client base that interests you. An example answer would be, the personal empowerment and community-focused values of this organisation aligns with my values and passion for community engagement. I am confident that my experience, skills and expertise makes me a perfect fit for this role. I am excited about this opportunity to bring my skills and experience to your organisation and make a meaningful contribution. So there you have it. Those are 3 parts to the answer on how I would answer, what do you bring to the table? So remember, this question is an opportunity for you to showcase how you have researched the organisation, sell your skills and stand out. Be bold, show your passion and interest for the position and think about what unique skills and experience you bring to the table. So if you follow these steps, you'll be able to craft a really strong answer to this question. So we've now come to the end of this episode. Now remember, if you need some help with job interviews or you're thinking about changing your career, sign up for our newsletter and free interview checklist and worksheet. You'll also receive a new subscriber 25% off discount coupon code that you can use towards a purchase of our competency mock interview prep kit. And I'll put the link in the show notes, or you can head over to our website, purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk. I appreciate you all for supporting the podcast. As I said earlier, the podcast is now attracting a global audience across 102 countries. And I invite you to subscribe to Jumpstart Your Career podcast and leave a review on your favourite podcast platform. Please share your favourite episodes with your friends, family and colleagues who might benefit from our content. If you have any questions, drop me an email. My email address is sandra@purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk, and the best of luck for any of you who have an interview coming up. Until next time, stay committed in your job search and keep listening. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle. A quote by Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple. My mission is to help you if you are at the crossroads in your career or you have an interview coming up. You can email me at sandra@purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk.